And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, second half of our show, starting now with Jim Jeanette. He is the president of Manhattan Area Technical College. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? It looks like Dave's grabbed a microphone, too.
Yeah, because I think that it's important that we also, you know, not that what you do at MATC isn't important. I'm not suggesting that. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its class of candidates for induction. Have you seen the list?
I did. I'm upset.
What upsets you?
Devo, really? And they're overlooking Pat Benatar?
True.
That alone, it's bad news.
You know who has also never been nominated since they were eligible in the year 2000?
No.
Kansas.
Well, yeah, they definitely need to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have your five?
You know, I'm going to go a different track. I'm going to pick five I think should be in.
Okay.
That aren't even on the list, if I remember right. Like I said, I think Pat Benatar needs to be in there.
Agreed.
I think Lobo should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Lobo.
Yeah. You remember Lobo?
I do.
Several hit songs, good songs.
Yeah.
I think they should be in.
So if you throw Lobo in, then you got to include Bobby Goldsboro.
Well, I'm going to take a little different track. How about the Royal Guardsmen?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, now that's more of a stretch than Lobo.
I don't know, the Snoopy songs.
Yeah, I know.
Who doesn't like Snoopy?
Okay, so you have just totally discredited yourself from future Rock and Roll Hall of Fame discussion.
How about Seals and Crofts?
You know, I'd be all for that. Love their stuff. You know,
I saw them in the 70s, and their warm up group was Styx.
Oh my!
See, I'm a huge Styx fan. I get laughed at for that, but I think they should be in a long time ago.
Are they not in?
They're not in. It's mostly because of. They got the stigma like Kansas has and Journey had for a long time.
See, and Styx should be in. Seals and Crofts, I think, is a very, very excellent group.
Well, the reason I want Styx in so bad is just so that they'll reunite with Dennis DeYoung. Because
good luck with
they
that.
Don't like each other.
Yeah, we've seen how that's worked in the past, you know, Fleetwood Mac and all kinds of others.
I did, Dave, catch your 8675309 thing.
Wasn't that cute?
That's nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that with a forecast in Omaha with high temperatures. And I bet the guy just did that on purpose. And why not? You know, he may be one or two off, but, you know, that's not totally discrediting a weather forecaster.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you go back to the MATC business at hand. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
Lobo. L-A-M-A-O.
Well, we've got some other acronyms here we're going to talk about here, and one of them has to deal with mechatronics, which I guess you'll have to explain. I guess probably has something to do with mechanics. And then a Festo Lab, that's the acronym.
So if you look in the want ads anywhere in the country, you won't see anything about a mechatronics worker. And yet it's a big thing. So the governor and the State Department of Commerce released the state's new economic development plan last week. And one of the key areas they think the state needs to work into is called advanced manufacturing. We actually got a grant from Commerce last fall through these SPARC funds for advanced manufacturing to put in this mechatronics lab. And Festo is a German multinational, international company. And they specialize in manufacturing. And this lab we put in will allow us to start teaching our students entry-level skills in areas such as fluid power, hydraulics, pneumatics, programmable logic controllers, which, you know, almost all of us are finally learning how to use our phones to set our thermostats and other things at home. You know, that's through programmable logic controllers. It allows us to start teaching introductory robotics, a variety of things. And it's all in one lab room. And the spinoffs apply to so many of our programs, because in auto technology, you've applied many of these areas, HVAC, construction trades, welding. All of this is what Festo and a group called NC3, which is the National Coalition of Certification Centers, described as Industry 4.0. And it's this integration using the internet, using smart technologies that start weaving together so there's very little separation between many of these manufacturing areas and how they're used. So we're really excited about this. We're getting our trainer trained by Festo, and we will start providing the specific instruction next fall. This spring, several of our students and programs are going to be enticed to see some of these concepts and play with them a little bit. It's a pretty important thing. Where we're going to head with it is basically industrial engineering technology. We've talked before on here about our critical environment tech, what we do related to NBAF and animal health corridor. Industrial engineering tech, it's kind of a bigger umbrella over that, but you think about almost any company that makes anything, provides services on things, it's all starting to get more and more integrated with industrial engineering technology. So that's one of the new areas that we're heading into.
Okay. And careers in this, are there pretty decent paying?
Very good paying. It's a variety of areas. So our initial emphasis will be to take students in existing programs, let's say auto technology, and they'll do a value add-on, some hours or possibly a certificate in the mechatronics area that applies to them. For instance, if they're working with hydraulics, they're working with electrical systems. Those are other things we can do in the mechatronics lab. Same thing with HVAC, with the programmable logic controllers. So it immediately adds more layers of specialization of knowledge to existing programs. Then we will put together our own industrial engineering tech curriculum so students can earn full certificates and even an associate applied science degree in that. These skills work into a wide variety of jobs that are in our region in Northeast Kansas. They're high wage, high demand jobs. And students can also go from that and look at going into a full engineering field at K-State, for instance, but they'll have some early on experience, hands-on experience, if you will, with some of this technology.
All right. Well, that's some good opportunities. We know how good the K-State Engineering School is, so that'd be a good way maybe for people to get into that here at Manhattan Tech. What about the Higher Paths Project? What is that?
Okay, so Kristen Brighton with New Boston. This is a project she's developed over the past year or so. And I've been able to help her a little bit, not much, but a little bit. She's worked with several state agencies, employers, school districts, colleges. And with Higher Paths, what she's launching, it's a kind of an educational awareness, uses a lot of social media. The idea is to get the word out to parents about the many, many pathways you have related to higher education, but it's spelled H-I-R-E. Again, we've got K-State here. We want K-State to succeed. I want them to succeed. For many people in the area, sometimes they need to start sometimes with us or Highland Community College, Cloud Community College, perhaps the military, some post-secondary education. And we oftentimes are able to give them some confidence they didn't have before, confidence to learn, confidence to be able to do things. So Higher Paths is an effort led by Kristen to help, again, educate parents about the multiple post-secondary education options that parents can use with their children to look at how do you find what you're interested in doing, how can you make a living at it, and where can you do it? But it especially is emphasizing, again, here's things you can do in Kansas. Here's where you can get this training in Kansas. It's scalable nationwide. Overall, the state has steady to declining population. We have some pockets of growth. We're in one in our area. The COVID situation has created a gap. There's definitely fewer students, traditional students, going into higher education over the last couple of years. That's not good when you start thinking about workforce, when you think about the economy. We need technically skilled people in a lot of positions. We need people to still go get bachelor's, master's degrees, professional degrees. But Higher Paths is a way for them to look at that as a stair step. Here, do this first, do this next, instead of thinking, oh my God, I have to figure out how I can afford to do a $100,000 education, get this master's degree, all that pressure on their shoulders. take it a step at a time. So she is launching this. We're part of it. Many entities in the state are going to be helping her. It's just another good way for people to understand we have so many options to help you get the good job, to help you find a good job in the state of Kansas, and help kickstart the economy.
All right, well, that's a good project. You know, I've met Kristen on several occasions here covering the school board, and what a great person she is. Obviously, she's dedicated to this, something she didn't have to do, but sounds like it's a great project that's going to help a lot of folks learn more about the opportunities that are out there to them, because you're right, there is a good segment of students that aren't going to higher education at this point here in Kansas.
Yeah, and again, where they would traditionally go, fast food restaurants, entertainment areas, et cetera, those are the ones most affected by COVID. You know, most of our programs are in essential occupational areas. We have noticed no slacking off of people needing to hire our students. Our job placement rate is still 95%, and there are needs for more. Healthcare, we have seen statewide at the community at the two-year college level a decrease in students going into healthcare occupations. Well, that's not good coming out of this COVID epidemic. So there are many opportunities. The past couple of days, I've helped testify before a couple of committees in the legislature. They're looking at ways, how do they ramp up some scholarship options for students? How do we do some things to get students back into this? In the old days, students would look at a tech college as vo-tech. You know, I'm not smart enough to go to college. I'm just going to go learn how to fix brakes. That's not the case anymore. And the universities work with us. We work well with the community colleges. And again, it's that option, take it a piece at a time. Don't think that I've got to go swallow up a master's degree over the next 5 years. Let's get you some skills, get you a job, let you make some money. Oftentimes, employers then help you pave the way to go on and take the next steps.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking with Jim Jeanette here. He's the president of Manhattan Area Technical College. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back, discuss some more things going on at MAT after this on K-Man.